wanna know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I wanna know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I'm sitting in with Doc Bill from Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Welcome back to the show, Doc Bill.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you here, as always. You know, we're talking about business travel, and we have our business travel expert, Stephen Philby, all the way from Singapore, talking with us. But you just gave some really good tips, too, you know, on putting together, you know, your own private pharmacy of things. So I think now what we need to talk about are some more of those great tips, because that was really great. So, Stephen, welcome back to the show all the way from Singapore.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you here because you're giving some really great, outstanding tips. I mean, although I've traveled with you a lot and I've traveled for business on my own, these are some really great tips. I'm picking up some things myself. So I'd love to hear some more of your tips, because in this last segment, we really like to give the listeners some really good tips to kind of take away from the, you know, from the whole show, kind of like a summary of things. So what are some great tips that you'd have for our listeners?
Well, the first one is, I don't know about you, but I hate queuing. And when you're a frequent traveler, you want to be in and out of that airport as quickly as you can. So one tip is sign up for global entry status. That's a U.S. Customs and Border Protection program that pre-qualifies certain travelers for speedy customs clearance. Mm-hmm. And U.S. isn't the only country that offers something like that. Other countries do as well. So it's worth exploring if you have got to travel frequently to another country, what they can offer you in terms of fast-tracking your entry and your exit and your customs.
You know, I love that tip because, I'm just like you. I hate standing in a queue and I hate waiting. And those lines coming back into the U.S. are always long. So what's another one?
Well, I'd say always check between nonstop and direct flights. Now, direct flight sounds like it'd be quick and speedy, but a direct flight could still be direct and touch down somewhere where you have to wait in an airport for an hour or a couple of hours before moving on. So probably my tip there is whenever you're looking at flights, look at the total flying time. And try and go with the shortest. You need to take the fare and other things into account as well, but try and avoid changing planes or having a touchdown somewhere if you can to get somewhere a bit faster.
You know, I love that idea because I do think that most of us don't look at that flight time that's listed there. And if you stop and look at that, sometimes it may be, you know, 12 hours to get somewhere where you're thinking it's just going to be maybe an 8-hour trip, or it might be even 30 hours. So you really have to watch and see also, too, if that flight's arriving the next day. So very, very good point to not only just look at the departure times and the arrival times and see if it's nonstop or direct, but also look at some of that other information that is provided there. So we just need to make sure we take a look at it. Now, what about booking?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, go on.
No,
I was just going to say, talking about information, you just made me think of another point, which is with airline code shares now, if you have a favorite airline that you want to go on, just check, even though it has that airline's flight number, it can sometimes be on one of their partner carriers. So that's another thing to research.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, what I was about to ask you, though, is about what about booking accommodations? Are there some things to check for with that?
Yeah, well, I mentioned previously about using the accommodation only website providers like booking.com or hotelclub.com. Also, the other tips here are check for free breakfast. Hotels sometimes charge a small fortune when you have breakfast in the hotel.
That's
if you're like me and not a morning person, you don't want to go far for your breakfast. So check breakfast is included. Wi-Fi as well. See if there's free Wi-Fi. Again, that's a way hotels make a lot of money with a high charge. So it can be a big saving if Wi-Fi is included. And my favorite, because I like to try to keep fit when I'm traveling, is to see if there's a fitness center or gym in the hotel.
Well, I like all of those, and I especially like the Wi-Fi because more and more hotels are starting to offer Wi-Fi free. And the other thing about the Wi-Fi, having Wi-Fi available for you, is going back to our first segment with the good. That's a good way to also stay in touch with home. You can Skype, you can email back, you know, you can do iChats, you can do all kinds of things and stay connected to home if you have that Wi-Fi that you're not having to pay those large fees for, as you mentioned. Now you're listening to You're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and I'm speaking with Stephen Philby, our business travel expert. So, Stephen, let's keep moving on these tips because you have some really, really great ones. What about packing and preparations to take this trip?
Yeah, we mentioned the packing earlier, and I think the case of packing is less is more. I try and just take a carry-on if I can. I've actually taken a carry-on for a trip of a week and a half, which I think is about my record. Obviously,
wow.
I had to send things down to be washed and laundered, but I was able to do it. My tip here is to have a travel packing and preparation checklist so you don't miss anything. And just keep it by your bags and work through it to make sure you've got everything in your case.
I like that idea. And I like to have a snack or something also, too, in my carry-on because the airplanes and the airlines now are not offering as much food as they used to. So it's good to have a little snack in there, too.
Absolutely. Or they charge a high fee for a very unappetizing sandwich. And sometimes they run out of food as well. So I think that's a really good tip, Anita, to make sure you have a snack on your carry-on.
Absolutely, absolutely. But what about now booking seats? Because you gave some really good tips for making sure when you're booking your airline that you're looking at, you know, flight times and things like that. Are there any kind of tips that you have for booking your particular seat or reserving a particular seat?
Yeah, I would use the website seatguru.com. You enter in the flight you're on and the flight number. And you can check, it's color-coded, the seats are green that are really good seats, and seats are red that aren't so good or yellow. And then there's the normal seats, which don't have a color code. So that helps you select the best seat on the plane. Something I always try to do, book my seat in advance. I do like my aisle seats, to be honest. Where do you like to travel, Anita?
I definitely like an aisle seat, but sometimes on a really, really long flight, I do enjoy that window seat because I can kind of prop my head against the airplane wall and take a really nice nap, which you can't do that quite as comfortably on the aisle seat, but I do prefer the aisle.
Yeah, and here's a little tip I came across the other day. I can't take the credit for it, but someone said whichever side of the bed you sleep on, that's the side of the plane, if you're taking a night flight, you should book on, because then you're going to be more comfy. So if you sleep on the left-hand side of the bed, book a window seat on the left-hand side of the plane, because you're going to be more comfortable.
I didn't know that. That is a good tip.
How about noise-reducing headphones? Do you use those?
Sorry, what was that, Dr. Bill?
Noise-reducing headphones. Do you use those?
Oh, absolutely. I only got them a few months ago, and it was something I wish I got a long time ago. It makes a massive difference if you've got a screaming baby or some other noise on the plane or just the engine noise. Failing having noise-reducing headsets, make sure you take earplugs, and also eye shades can be very useful too.
You know, that's a really good point. And speaking of that, any tips for things like maybe jet lag, getting over jet lag? Do you have any tips for that?
Well, there's lots of tips around. I have to say I find jet lag a bit random. Sometimes I suffer from it, and sometimes I'm fine. Some people say adjust to the time you're going to as soon as you can. When I'm on a plane, I just try and sleep when I can, to be honest, because any sleep, in my opinion, is precious. I know some people use melatonin. It didn't work for me. I don't know whether Dr. Bill has any thoughts on melatonin.
It will depend on the on people. Some people it works for, some people it doesn't, but it's a process. You just don't take one of them. You have to take it for a while for it to have the effect, if you're one of the people that have an effect with it.
Wow, wow, wow. Well, I tell you that jet lag can be one of the tough parts of traveling, whether you're traveling for business or whether you're traveling for pleasure. And Stephen, you have given us some fantastic tips, and we're coming down to the end of the show now, but I want to take this moment to say thank you very much for getting up at this early hour in the morning to come on the show and give us these great, great tips.
Well, I really enjoyed being here, and I hope you'll have me back.
We'd love to have you back because you are the rural traveler, and we can gain lots of great information from you. And also, we'd like to thank our listeners for listening in today, and hopefully you got a lot of great tips for your next trip, whether it's business or pleasure. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN. Bye-bye.